Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello, and welcome to this episode. I am your host, Cassie Parks, and I am back with Vicky Pace for more on her manifesting success journey. This is April 19th, 2022, that we're recording this, and Vicky has just started her fifth year at Enchanted Life University in the Enchanted Circle. So welcome, Vicky.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about this topic. But first, I want to know, how do you know it's happening?
Where do I begin? Okay. I have multiple savings accounts. I always have more than enough money. My relationships are deepening. I'm in love. My partner leverages law of attraction. My partner is everything I ever wanted. Side note, he also says things that I scripted my partner saying ages ago.
Yay!
I'm surrounded by supportive, kind people. I have fun every day. I laugh every day. I see beauty every day. I feel confident. I live in a gorgeous house. I do what I love. I perform every day too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's amazing. And what's the title that you would give this chapter of your journey?
She decided she was worthy, so she was.
Tell us more about that.
It's the thing I'm growing in the most right now is owning my worthiness. And so it feels like the beginning of a chapter in my growth journey. And this new section of Manifest 10K I just started is out of my comfort zone. And I will definitely be owning some worthiness along this new journey too. This new, is this like my third time technically starting?
Yeah. So you've did Manifest 10K twice, and this is, actually Manifest Magic Money. So it's a little bit different, but
it's
similar.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. And I can just feel like it's opening up some things for me and bringing some stuff bubbling up to the surface already. I'm only on like assignment 4. And like, what is that saying? You know, she, you know what this chapter title, I took it from something.
Oh, she decided she could. So she did.
That's it. Yes. And that's, mm-hmm. It was kind of a twist on that.
Yeah, I love it. And so tell us about, like, what does it mean when you say you're continuing to own the worthiness of this amazing fucking life that you've created for yourself?
It sounds so raunchy coming out of your mouth. Like, what does it mean? Was that the question?
Yeah, like continuing to own your worthiness in this life. Like, what does that mean? And go ahead.
It's just so recently was our discussion, our coaching a couple calls ago, that I realized how amazing my life is and that I created this. I did this for myself. And a lot of my life, I would say almost all of my life right now, was intentionally created with a purpose. And like, I envisioned this life for myself, and that's a new experience for me. So growing in, like, my life is expanding, so I need to expand with it, and myself expanding equates to owning more of my worthiness of this good stuff that's coming in.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
it makes sense. Let's break it down for listeners a little bit more. You know, it's interesting, and this will be the second time I've had this conversation today. You know, you created this life. This is mm-hmm. everything you wanted, right? Multiple savings accounts, more than enough money, relationship, partner that uses LOA is everything you've ever wanted. Mm-hmm. And yet, when we get there, we have to say yes to it.
Yeah. And it's like, when you're not there, you're like, of course I'm going to fucking say yes.
To that. Like, I want absolutely. That.
Yeah, that's what I want. Until it's staring you in the face and it's freaky. It's like, I can't believe I have this much power, that I am powerful enough to create all of this. So easily, albeit like slightly uncomfortably, of course, but like, so easily, like I didn't have mm-hmm. to break any bones to get here, you know, like mm-hmm. This all just kind of flew to me, and it just is disconcerting to see it all happening right now. And I had a story for so long of not being good enough, which is not being worthy mm-hmm. of good. So. Yeah.
And so how have you started to say yes to all this stuff? Like, what does that look like in your life right now?
I don't really know. Like, how have I started to say yes to owning my worthiness?
To this life. Like, I think owning that comes with that. But I do think there's we get in this place, and you could disagree, where you look around and you're like, oh, this is my life. And it's really like, we have a chance to say, yes, bring it closer, or no, let me push it away.
And how have I been accepting that? That is, mm-hmm. It's just trusting and moving forward. Mm-hmm. I think the only way to push it away at this point would be, you guys can't see it, but I'm making a face. Like, I don't even know how at this point, like, I don't even know how I would stop the good roller coaster coming at me. Like, it's just, it's happening. It's just letting go and letting flow, living my life every day, showing up, for myself, for assignments, for calls consistently. I didn't write this down, but something, I noticed when you offered to us in the Enchanted Circle University to write down how many assignments you've actually been doing daily. Mm-hmm. When you first posted it, I was like, oh, surely I've done 20, you know, 8 out of the 30 days, but I only did like 14.
Yeah.
And I was astonished, and I was like, no wonder I'm feeling so yucky right now. Mm-hmm. And so since then, I've been doing it every day.
And that is a way you're saying yes to yourself.
Right.
Right. Because you're saying, oh, there's this room to say yes to more and to be more in alignment and to show up more for that life that I'm creating. Right.
Right. And I also think that is opening up more space to grow and own more goodness by showing up more.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you had mentioned, you know, you were one of the ahas you had about LOA is this awareness around your worthiness pattern when you grow. Can you tell us what that pattern is and how you've started to shift it?
Well, a little bit. How when I am coming up to a point where I am about to up-level or I need to up-level in terms of my manifesting prowess or how I'm handling money or my relationships, like when I come up to that point that I need to start up-leveling how I'm doing things, I start to question my capabilities, AKA my worthiness. And I've kind of known that it's a pattern with me. But it's probably been the last few months that it's like very vivid how much of a pattern it is for me mm-hmm. that when things are going really great, my brain gets scared and isn't used to the greatness all in a row. mm-hmm. you know, because for 28 plus years, it hadn't, my brain had created a pattern for itself. Like, oh, it's been good for 5 weeks. We got to have something crappy happen. Mm-hmm. So what is that crappy thing? Let's find it. And that seems to be cyclical for me, and specifically around when I'm growing. So yeah. And it's just so funny how our brains work to like kind of keep us safe, but also put us in a crappy place,
right?
Just in order to keep us safe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that safety it's about safety, not about feel good, right? Our brain's right. job is to keep us safe. And even when it doesn't feel good to freak out or have this crappy situation, like, it's still safe. You've survived it for 28 years. So your brain is like, we can survive this. It might feel crappy, but I don't care because you're alive.
Right. We're used to this. And this is what our brains are. It's almost like I picture your brain having a built-in pattern of like, things are great for 5 miles. Then there's a giant speed bump. And then things are great for 5 miles. It's like your brain has the roadmap laid out for that. Mm-hmm. But that's why we're here, to change that roadmap in your brain. So it's just good all the time. Or, you know, that that you flow with life in grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will say, and for listeners, if this is the first episode of Vicky's that you've listened to, make sure to go back to the beginning, even a couple of years ago, to her very early episodes, because it used to be you would create it. Like, now it's awareness and you're sort of creating it in your mind. But the beginning of that pattern was really, it was overdrafting your account, right? Be really, really good. And then it'd be an overdraft. Right. Mm-hmm. And we definitely
shared a bunch
that.
Of money.
Yep. Yeah.
And then like, oh my gosh, Cassie, what do I do? What do I do when my account's overdrafted again? You know, just like crying. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which was really, right. I know it. And it really, when you said capabilities, I think that is such a powerful way to recognize your pattern of not feeling worthy. Right. And so then it was questioning, well, I'm terrible with money. It was this automatic story that we would work through, and you did, like, that story doesn't come up anymore, but now it's just more of like in your brain, you question the capabilities and you have to remind yourself, not only am I capable, but I'm worthy of whatever this is.
Yeah.
I'm worthy of being good at it.
I'm worthy of being good at it, and I get better every day at it. Whatever it is I'm questioning.
I love that. Let's see. Can I throw a curveball question that was not on your form?
Let's go.
All right. I'm going to talk about worthiness in the way that it's connected to your former relationship. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you think, well, we know, we've already discussed, like, you only felt worthy of that level of a relationship up until a point, right?
Yeah. I mean, on multiple different levels, on how I looked, what my bank account said, when I wanted to have sex, like, all of those things were directly related with how I was viewed in this person's, or like my level of worthiness to this other person. Mm-hmm. And this other person I allowed them so much weight in my life that their perception of my worthiness really projected. I feel like I'm getting into too many metaphors. Their perception of my worthiness affected how I perceived my own worthiness as well. Mm-hmm. So now that things are changing in all of those areas, I was so used to questioning my worthiness in all of those areas that as these things change and get better, my brain is automatically like, oh, you need to question your capabilities. Like, you're, you know, did that answer the question?
I think so. You know, it very much was tied. So obviously you had questioned your worthiness in the past. Mm-hmm. And so you entered a relationship that reflected that back to you continuously and constantly. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And made you check into that. And the cool thing about that is you were able to do a lot of the work to see yourself as worthy while you were in that relationship, but also in Enchanted Life University. In that way, you could up-level your worthiness to leave that relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, what a growth. Because yeah. I think I was already with mm-hmm. him when I started here. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The level at which I viewed myself in terms of how worthy I was reflected directly back at who I ended up with at the time.
Mm-hmm. And the same is true now, right?
I know. I was just going to say. Like, oh my gosh. Like, how amazing. I just, yeah, it really is. Oh my God.
And it's awesome.
It feels really good to know that, like, how great this person is. It's because I'm also seeing myself as so great and vice versa. Yes. So that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's see. Do you want to talk about how to own your worthiness more? Or do you think we've covered that?
I think we covered it.
I agree. I love it. And so I think this question ties into this. But some coaching that made a shift for you was you don't manifest being okay. You be okay to manifest. So let's talk about that.
That is so, I feel like that is such a foundational teaching here at Enchanted Life University. It might be other place. I don't know. But it, like, it's your beingness that mm-hmm. gets you the quote unquote stuff, you know, it's who you are being attracts the things you want. But I was trying to get the stuff I wanted before being the person who had those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which everyone does. Go ahead.
Right. Everybody does that at some point or another. And it's just interesting because I was already on that path. I was already practicing being, and I was stepping into it more and more, and things just got too good. And my little brain was like, speed bump. But it really was, that little phrase was super moving for me. It was very effective.
Awesome. What shifted after that phrase? Like, what was different?
Basically, I feel like what you were doing was telling me focus on the beingness, mm-hmm. But you just used different words that clicked in my brain that time. So I was like, focus on the beingness. And now, my end goal isn't the stuff, it's the beingness.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that clicked with me this time, because you've told me that in the past. Mm-hmm. I've asked for coaching around this, and you in one way or another have said it's about the beingness and like the feeling, but for some reason this time it clicked, like it's who I'm being that's going to continue to move me forward towards my future life and my future dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. I think we just, as we grow, we hear it differently. Like, I don't think that you've manifested for 4 years not understanding it's the beingness.
Right. Yeah.
But then it gets to a new level or a new thing, and it's like, oh, I have to be here too. Okay.
yeah. It feels like in a video game, like it's the next level and there's a whole new boss to like, you gotta use some like similar skills but different skills to defeat the boss. But that's not totally accurate metaphor, but you know, you get it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we're mostly talking about worthiness. Anything else you want to say before I jump into kind of the last two questions that you had on worthiness or manifesting worthiness?
I feel like worthiness is a lot easier to own if you are around people who like are also stepping into their worthiness, mm-hmm. and are also there to hold, to support, not to make you feel worthy, but to hold space for your journey towards. Basically what I'm saying is the Enchanted Circle is like the place for me for like owning my worthiness and stepping into it and owning it more and more every day. And And it's so fun to see the other people in the group going through similar journeys.
Yes. Well, and I think what you're saying is it's easier when someone else is also modeling it, like when it's being reflected around you, right? Mm-hmm. In the general world or general population, a lot of times our reality, especially when we start on our manifesting journey, is not filled with people who own their worthiness, and or is not filled with people who are willing to stand up and own their worthiness. Maybe like deep down, they're like, oh, I deserve this, or they have a big story about how hard they work to own it, right? Versus just owning, like, you're worthy because you are. Like, I believe I'm worthy and I want this, and so I'm worthy of it. And go ahead.
Well, I'm also thinking about outsourcing opinions. And that was some coaching I think you gave Becky a while ago, but how I was surrounded by, and a lot of society is still built this way, to outsource opinions. Like, mm-hmm. what everyone else thinks is what I will also think. So mm-hmm. that I like being surrounded by that kind of thinking really kind of takes your worthiness level down a couple notches. So being in a group like Enchanted Circle or any other group that's similar to like this, you end up being around people who are no longer outsourcing. They're following their own inner guidance. And mm-hmm. that's super powerful. And I really hope everybody can find a group like that.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to save your questions for another episode, but anything else come that I realized I already asked that, but anything else come up when you're thinking of worthiness and manifesting that you want to share today?
No, it's just what I already said, but in different words. So that's good.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Vicky. And thank you all listening for joining us. Make sure to come back next week and check out the next chapter of Vicky's Manifesting Success Story. The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.